Blog Talk Radio.
This is the month of her birth. You know, we here in the music and entertainment world understand the importance of real singers. But do you think reality shows help or do a disservice to singers? Does reality TV help or hinder your career? Some felt that by exploiting their negative traits, the blogs and the other social media networks would be flooded with publicity. Some feel that negative press is better than no press at all. Call in the show right now, 646-668-8038. Let's talk about this influx of reality stars or those that became famous. Now, I know for a fact that there are some great singers made famous by reality TV. Let's take Jackie Evancho. Jackie might have become successful without her appearance on America's Got Talent, but it would have taken a lot longer. She came in second in America's Got Talent season 5, but exploded on the charts breaking Michael Jackson's record as the youngest artist in U.S. chart history to have a top two and platinum CD. Since then, has had her own PBS Great Performances TV special twice, with taping of her third TV special slated for the summer of last year, 2014. She may be really considered one of the greatest singers of her generation. She was born on YouTube and launched on America's Got Talent Season 5. Even though she came in second, that was of little consequence because it's what came afterward that is important. She released her third studio album, six overall, Awakening, on September 23rd. She finished taping her third PBS Great Performance concert. She's performed in Palace Square in St. Petersburg, Russia, with Tina Dimitri. I'm going to try to say this as clearly as possible. Vorostovsky and soprano Sumi Joe in front of 100,000 in Taiwan, with Jose Carreras in front of 30,000 in Hiroshima at the Peace Art Concert, followed by her own concert in Bankamura Hall in Tokyo, with Cirque du Soleil in their One Night for One Drop charity gala. Twice for Muhammad Ali Celebrity Fight Night and David Foster and Friends numerous times, and four times on The Tonight Show. Now, Adam Lambert, saw him live, absolutely the best singer on American Idol and one of the best singers I really ever heard for men. No one surpasses his range and vocal ability. Adam Lambert has an amazing range that few male pop singers possess or use. His voice and presence changed American Idol. Then, of course, we had Kelly Clarkson, most successful and technically an amazing vocalist, who Simon said was on the level of Mariah Carey and Celine Dion. She has a seriously amazing voice, so amazing. I have such huge love for Kelly Clarkson. Now, what about my girl, Leona Lewis? Every one of her performances made her hair, made the hair on my back and on my neck stand up. No one since has even got that close. Then we have, of course, Carrie Underwood, Jordan Sparks, Eli Madsen, Max Crum, Fantasia, Jennifer Hudson, Crystal Bowersox, Miranda Lambert. The list goes on and on. People have become famous from being on reality shows. Now, some can say this hateful out there. Some say it's hurtful. But the most famous producer, director of a reality television show is the none other than Simon Cowell. He's a record producer, television personality, known for his scathing critical remarks as a judge on the television show American Idol. Now, Simon Cowell was born October 7, 1959, in London, England. Cowell started his career in the music industry working in the mailroom at EMI Music Publishing. He worked as a record producer, talent scout, and consultant within the music industry before producing the hit British TV show Pop Idol and its U.S. counterpart, American Idol. Simon's scathing comments were famous during his 10 seasons as a judge on American Idol. He started judging The X Factor in 2011. Now, earlier in his career, Simon Philip Cowell and his father, Eric Philip Cowell, was an estate agent, developer, and music industry executive. His mother, Julie Brett, was a former ballet dancer and socialite. Cowell attended school at Dover College but dropped out at 16. He floated in and out of jobs, sabotaging several interviews for jobs set up by his father. He finally landed a job at his father's company as a mailroom clerk at EMI Music Publishing. He managed to earn a position as an assistant to an A&R executive at EMI in 1979, where he was promoted and given the job of talent scout. Cowell left EMI during the early 1980s to form E&S Music with his boss at EMI, Ellis Rich. Now, the company created several hits, but Cowell left by mutual agreement a few years later. In 1985, he and partner formed the independent label Fanfare Records, which enjoyed short-lived success. The company folded in 1989. In financial straits, Cowell was forced to move back in with his family. Undeterred, Cowell signed on as a consultant with BMG Records later that same year. He moved back into his own place and gradually climbed the corporate ladder at BMG. He managed to sign a string of successful acts for the company, selling more than 150 million records and 70 top charting singles in the United States and the UK. Pop Idol and American Idol. In 2001, Cowell teamed up with Simon Fuller to produce a show in which the public chooses Britain's next big music performance star. The show, Pop Idol, debuted in the United Kingdom and promised a BMG record deal to the winner. With Cowell as a judge, notorious for reducing contestants to tears, the show was an instant success, drawing more than 10,000 would-be stars to audition for the show. Interesting topic about Cowell, because Cowell has changed the face of reality TV. Some became very famous on his American Idol, but some you barely hear about them. Like Ruben Studdard, like, I really liked him, but he doesn't get the fanfare that most of the other stars get. Jordan Sparks has gone on to become a movie star and still making records. Fantasia has had her little reality shows and her problems, but Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood, they're just, and even Jennifer Hudson, oh my God, Jennifer Hudson from Chicago, lost all of that weight doing commercials, movies, and she's doing wonderful. She's in The Empire. She's doing a lot of good things now. So, I don't know. I think that some people take advantage of reality shows and some don't really take advantage. Like, look at Kay Michelle. She was on Love & Hip Hop. And now she has her own reality show, her own record deal. Monifa, she now is on R&B Divas, which will help her promote her music. So if you use these reality shows to your advantage, believe me, you will become successful. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Most people have dreams of becoming stars and being worldly and being seen, so they take the route of the reality television. What is reality television? Well, reality television is a genre of television programming that documents unscripted, real-life situations and often features an otherwise unknown cast. It differs from documentary television in that focus tends to be on drama and personal conflict rather than simply educating viewers. Now, reality TV programs also often bring participants into situations and environments that they would otherwise never be a part of. The genre has various standard tropes, including confessionals used by cast members to express their thoughts, which often double as the show's narration. In competition-based reality shows, a notable subset, there are other common elements such as one participant being eliminated per episode, a panel of judges, and the concept of immunity from elimination. The genre may have begun in earnest in 1991 with the Dutch series Number 28, which was the first show to bring together strangers and record their interactions. It then exploded as a phenomenon in the late 1990s and early 2000s with the global success of the series Survivor, Idols, and Big Brother. Now, these shows and a number of others, usually also competition-based, became global franchises, spawning local versions in dozens of countries. Reality television as a whole has become a fixture of television programming. In the United States, various channels have retooled themselves to focus on reality shows. Most famously, MTV, which began in 1981 as a music video pioneer before switching to a nearly all-reality format in the early 2000s. Now, there are gray areas around what is classified as what we would call reality television. Documentaries, television news, sports television, talk shows, and traditional game shows are not classified as reality television, even though they contain elements of the genre, such as unscripted situations and sometimes unknown participants. Other genres that predate the reality television boom have sometimes been retroactively grouped into reality TV, including hidden camera shows such as the old Candy Camera, which came out in 1948, talent search shows such as the original Amateur Hour from 1948, documentary series about ordinary people such as the Up series, 1964, high concept game shows such as The Dating Game, 1965, home improvement shows such as This Old House, 1979, and court shows featuring real life cases such as The People's Court, which started in 1981. Now, reality television has faced significant criticism since its rise in popularity. Much of the criticism has centered on the use of the word reality and such shows' attempt to present themselves as a straightforward recounting of events that have occurred. Now, critics have argued that reality television shows do not accurately reflect reality in ways both implicit, participants being placed in artificial situations, and deceptive or even fraudulent, such as misleading, editing, participants being coached in what to say or how to behave, storylines generated ahead of time, and scenes being staged or restaged for the cameras. Other criticisms of reality television shows include that they are intended to humiliate or exploit participants, particularly on competition shows, that they make stars out of either untalented people unworthy of fame, infamous personalities or both, and that they glamorize vulgarity and materialism. Wow. First broadcast in the United Kingdom in 1964, the Granada Television documentary 7-Up broadcast interviews with a dozen ordinary 7-year-olds from a broad cross-section of society and inquired about their reactions to everyday life. Every 7 years, a film documented the life of the same individuals during the intervening period titled The Up Series. Episodes included 7 Plus 7, 21 Up, etc. It is still ongoing. The series was structured as a series of interviews with no element of plot. However, it did have the then new effect of turning ordinary people into celebrities. The first reality show in the modern sense may have been the series The American Sportsman, which ran from 1965 to 1986 on ABC in the United States. A typical episode featured one or more celebrities and sometimes their family members being accompanied by a camera crew on an outdoor adventure such as hunting, fishing, hiking, scuba diving, rock climbing, wildlife photography, horseback riding, race car driving, and the like, with most of the resulting action and dialogue being unscripted except for the narration. Another precursor may be considered Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, which aired from 1963 through 1988. This show featured zoologist Martin Burns traveling across the globe and illustrating the wide variety of animal life on the planet. Though mostly a travelogue, it was popular in syndication and new episodes were produced through the 80s. And then we go on and on and on until we came up with The Real World. Then we had The Love and Hip Hop. Now we have The Love and Hip Hop New York, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop LA, Love and Hip Hop Miami, The Real Housewives franchises, so on and so forth. So basically, most people have become famous, as I said earlier, from being on reality shows that are not real. However, you cannot hate the hustle. You can't hate the game. Look at Nene Leakes, who is now a Broadway star. She became known as an Atlanta housewife. Kim Kardashian became known from a porn tape. Then her family became known from reality TV and from her dating rich black athletes and entertainers. Then the guy who leaked her videotape, who is the brother of Brandy, Ray J, he went from being a singer and a sitcom star to a reality star. So he went the other route. He went from starting at the top and working his way down to reality. Nevertheless, whatever works for you to get that check, people will do. So people have sold their soul to the devil. Some people have gone on to become extremely famous. Some people just decided that the reality world is not for them. Nevertheless, reality TV does not seem to be leaving anytime soon. Now, the one reality is that we're out of time. And I'd like to thank you for tuning in to the first show on Hear No Evil here, Blog Talk Radio, for the summer. And we will see you next week. Make sure you get one of my 8 books at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. That's lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. And check out the latest song by my girl Monifa, One Moment. Until next time,
it's my turn.
Sometimes I swear I need a moment just
for me.
Lost myself without a cause or reason.
For me.
Sometimes a girl can get upset from till. for me.